This is the Backup Quarterback Show with your hosts, Derek Anderson and Matt Howard.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We're back and we're ready. School is in session. Welcome to the Backup Quarterback Show. My name is Matt Howard, and as always, I'm joined with the original backup quarterback, Derek Anderson. Derek, say hi.
What's up, y'all?
That was Derek Anderson, the original backup quarterback. Derek, we're going to go ahead and jump into this episode. So to get warmed up a little bit, why don't you tell me who you think is going to win the WNBA championship and why?
Who's in the playoffs or who's playing?
You are the insider, so that is your responsibility to know.
Well, gotta go with the Los Angeles Sparks, my girl Candace Parker.
Okay, we don't know if she's in the playoffs, but if she is, that's our girl right there. That's our team. Go Sparks. All right, so what this episode is going to be recapping our fantasy football draft, which took place last night, Sunday, August 25th at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. 7:30 Central is important because we do have people in Central Time now. Shout out to Sean Walsh and
Jonathan Carroll,
our two Central Time league members. We're going to go ahead and do a draft. I'm going to do a draft report card. Derek's going to give his analysis on the good players on each team, the highs, the lows, and anything else he wants to share about the draft and just fantasy football tips in general. General Nealand. Football season is upon us. What's your prediction for the Vols football team record this year?
7-5.
Who do we beat that we didn't beat last year? SEC.
We'll beat Kentucky, Vanderbilt, and Florida.
You heard it here first. Kentucky, Vanderbilt, and Florida. And I hear Alabama is also looking
out for us
this
Alabama.
Year. Yeah, they're going to learn. All right. So let's go and jump into it. I'm just going to go down the list of how we have it listed on our site. So the first team is my team. I had the number 7 pick. Not ideal when I first saw it, but I'm hoping it turned out okay for me. So I'm going to go and run down the list of a few key players. Alvin Kamara, first round. Dalvin Cook, second round. Tyreek Hill is my wide receiver 1, which some might say, whoa, wide receiver 1? I'm like, you know what? That's a pretty solid wide receiver 1 for me. Number 4 wide receiver last year. Big sign. Patrick Mahomes, love the guy, practices really hard, has a cannon from what I understand. So all in all, I don't like to give my team I don't want to overestimate my team, so I'm going to give my team a solid B- for the draft going into the league. I think we're going to be okay. We're going to make it just fine in the league, hopefully, given no terrible injuries like what happened to me last year where every single player I ever could have got injured in 1 week. So Derek, what do you have to say about that?
Well, I think you left out a key player on your team, and that's Royce Freeman, who's going to be at the flex for the majority of the season. And I think he could be a league winner this year. And that's why I think your team is much better than you graded yourself, Matt. I wouldn't give this a B- team. I'm looking at an A- for this team.
Here's the thing, is Derek has never given draft report card ratings, and he's not officially licensed to do so. So please disregard that A- rating. It is not an official rating by any stretch of the imagination. Let's go ahead and move on to Caleb Gaelic. Caleb Gaelic, the Elastigirl team, had the number 10 pick. You love to see what he did with the number 10 pick. I was close to him in the draft order a little bit, so I was hoping he wouldn't do it, but he really did exactly what I would have done if I was in his position, and I respect him for it. That is taking Leonard Fournette and Melvin Gordon at 10 and 11. Big time picks. Tom Brady's on the team. Don't know about Tom Brady, but he's 59 now, something like that.
He still does it.
He still does it. Hung up on the radio show today. Interesting. You don't like to see that out of your quarterback, but we'll see how that pans out. Overall, I think it's a really solid team. Really scary starting out. Stephon Diggs at the wide receiver 1. Juju at wide receiver 2. Can't hate it. Travis Kelce, always solid.
Gotta
always
love
solid.
Travis Kelce.
So that's gonna be an A- team right there. That's an A- team going into the draft. Currently the highest graded team by the official teacher of fantasy football. Just a reminder, Derek Anderson is going into his fourth year without making the playoffs, which you really hate to see, but we'll see if he can't turn it around this year.
It's a comeback year.
It's a comeback year. He's been saying that for 3 years as well. Let's go on to the golden voice of fantasy football, UT Sports, and the Tennessee Titans, Andy Brock. Andy Brock, you love to see it. You love to see him. Great, great first two players on that team, Russell Wilson and David Johnson.
Great running backs on this team.
Great running backs. David Johnson was actually the number 122 running back last year, which does not bode well for him this year, but I'm guessing that has to be due to the fact that he missed literally everything but, what, one quarter?
Yep.
And it was a pretty solid quarter. Seven points in one quarter. You can't hate that. So I think David Johnson's going to be okay. And this is a... I haven't even looked at the team. That's a flat B. A flat B for Andy Brock.
Yeah, Andy's got some great running backs on this team, but he's got some questionable options at receiver. Demaryius Thomas, he's going to have Case Keenum throwing the ball, so we don't know how well that's going to be. And Alshon Jeffrey on the bench, we don't know how well that injury is going to pan out.
Case Keenum out of Houston, University of Houston?
Yeah, I think so, man.
How about that? You heard it here first. Case Keenum is out of Houston.
Matt actually knows where a player went to college. How about
that? All right, let's keep moving on to...
Wait, did you give Andy a grade?
Yeah, he's a flat B.
Okay.
Gucci Garapp. I don't know what Gucci Garapp stands for. He's not even the starting quarterback on this team, but I don't know if that's indicative of how the season's going to go for Alex Smith, the starting quarterback of Gucci Garapp. But this is Team Davis Hatmaker. Solid looking team. We don't know about Saquon Barkley. He might be amazing. He might be pretty good. He might be good. You know, you just can't tell. Dan Bailey at kicker. That's what's really putting over the edge for me. The number 28 kicker last year, which you love to see in a 10-man league, that the number 28 kicker can still get some action. So we're gonna give Gucci Garapp. He does have Jimmy Garoppolo, one of my favorite quarterbacks in the league.
He also has Josh Gordon on his team.
Oh, Josh Gordon. Interesting pick. He really went for Josh Gordon. I respected it a ton when he did it. And we're gonna give him, I think, also a B. Also a B for Team Gucci Garapp.
I do like Davis's depth on his bench. A couple players to name off: Chris Carson, Peyton Barber, and Corey Davis. Definitely round out that roster well.
Team Hoats. Team Hoats is confusing to me. I'll be honest. Team Hoats is confusing to me. Team Hoats, usually a staple in the playoffs. A picture of consistency, a picture of, let's not say excellence, because he's never won, when over half the league has won at this point.
Yeah.
But
I would compare Tyler to the, let's say 2011 through 2014 Bengals. You know they're going to make it to the playoffs, but you know they're never going to win.
Oh, but...
But now...
He might actually win at some point, but this... I am scared. He does have Antonio Brown and Odell Beckham Jr. Odell Beckham Jr. just got signed to a big contract, which you love to see for the guy. Good for him. But that's not why we're here. We're here to talk fantasy. And is the Antonio Brown and Odell connection going to be enough to make up for lackluster running backs with Joe Mixon and Lamar Miller and Andrew Luck, who hasn't played since the Stone Age? So that's a C+ for Tyler Hoats. But we'll see. Tyler Hoats always seems to pull something out.
Tyler's good on the waiver wire. We'll see if he can pick somebody
great
up.
Great on the waiver wire. Justin Tucker, great singer. That's his kicker. Great singer. Great guy. He may not be a great guy. I'm not sure. But C+ for Tyler Hoats. But I'm sure he'll be just fine. And now we go to our Sacco from last year, but then champion the year before, so you never know what you're going to get with this guy. Bryson Ford.
And the Sacco the year before that.
And the Sacco the year before that. You're a little sandwich with him. We're looking at our Sacco championship trophy right now. Derek Anderson, fantasy expert, is on the board for 2016 worst team, which is interesting. You hate to see it. Okay, you don't hate to see it, but that is interesting.
Actually,
that
the league actually loves to see it.
We really do love to see it. Back to Team Ford. Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. Really overrated. The 29th rated quarterback last year, which means he's not that good.
Yeah,
it's interesting that he would be a starting quarterback in our
league. Could be a downhill year for Mr. Rodgers. Interesting to see that he was the first quarterback taken.
Terrible pick.
But he does have the connection, the little stack with Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams.
And Davante Adams, I don't know a single thing about Davante Adams besides the fact that he is out of the University of Washington State.
Fresno State, actually.
Shut up.
No, I'm not even kidding.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
You love to see it.
But I do really like. He only has two running backs on the starting lineup right now, which I don't always love because I like having a running back at flex. But it might work for him having Brandon Cook start at the flex. But his two running backs are solid: Ezekiel Elliott and Jordan Howard. Ezekiel Elliott going number one overall
his
in the draft this year.
His backup running backs are not solid.
Oh, well, I don't know anything about fantasy football or running backs, so I can't speak to that. Go ahead.
Well, Ronald Jones is on his bench, and he is currently the backup running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Hmm.
And Bilal Powell, who is also on his bench, is a backup running back for the New York Jets.
All that being said, I'm gonna give Bryson Ford an A for the team. He has Nick Foles on his bench.
An insane
move, but you have to respect it. So that's an A for Bryson Ford, currently the number one rated team in the league. We're going to move on to Team Walsh. And Team Walsh was the talk of the draft last night. He put together one of the more unique teams I think I've ever seen put
unique
together.
Unique is a great word to describe this team.
First of all, the man drafted Michael Thomas, doesn't even know who Michael Thomas is.
Well,
I don't.
Let's
I'll be honest too.
Back up around that.
Okay.
Sean took Kenyon Drake with the 19th overall pick.
But you know, here's what I feel about that is he goes to Alabama. He loves his school. That's all I read into that. I don't read into
Sean
it as
ended
a mistake.
Up with four Alabama running backs on
which
his team.
They win a lot of championships over there. You have to respect it. Even as a Tennessee fan, you have to respect Nick Saban. Today's episode is brought to you by Nick Saban. Thank you to our sponsor, Nick Saban, for paying us just as well as he pays his players. He has Le'Veon Bell, though. Great, great running back. There's a lot of talk around the league that he's going to get hurt this year. It's his year for a devastating injury, which you don't wish upon it, but
according to our sources, it does
seem to be consensus around the league that he's due for an injury, which, I mean, we don't hope for it at all. But that's just it is interesting that kind of popped into everyone's mind around the same time. So we'll see how that pans out. All that being said,
he did reach and get the Jaguars D, I think, in the 9th round, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, but I mean, they averaged what 14.1 points per game last year. That's insane.
That's an elite defense.
That is an elite defense, and so I don't even hate that pick at all. So that being said, Sean Walsh gets an A-.
Let's also point out that Sean has three of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL.
Which is tradition for Sean Walsh, and you love to see it. And he works with him well. He makes some solid trades with him, gets some good players, and we'll see what he can throw together this year.
Deshaun Watson, Drew Brees, and Ben Roethlisberger.
Now, this team right here, our champion, somehow our champion, Griffin Davis. Our champion, Griffin Davis.
This is pitiful to say the least.
I don't even. I'm not one to give analysis, anyways. That's not really my job on this podcast. But oh man,
you know, I don't know what was going through his head when he was picking, when Leonard Fournette and Melvin Gordon and Dalvin Cook were on the board, and he decides to go with two receivers.
He took Julio with all three of those running backs on the board, and then which one did he take first? I think he took DeAndre first.
He took Julio first.
Okay, he took Julio first, and then DeAndre at what 12?
At 12 after Melvin and Leonard
went off the board, but Dalvin Cook was still on the board, and Dalvin Cook was pretty much the last running back. The way the draft went for us, he was pretty much the last running back left at that like
elite tier
level. So it's. He's the champion. You can't dispute the champion. He really earned it last year. So who am I to say that this team isn't going to be good? But with that being said, this team is not going to be good, and he gets a D- for the draft.
Yeah, I'm going to predict maybe two wins for,
which would be a lead record, because I think our league currently has a three win total for the worst record of all time.
Yeah, two wins would definitely break.
Possessed
that
by Bryson Ford, but to be fair,
actually it was Andy Brock.
Oh, it was Andy Brock?
Yeah,
Bryson Ford had a really good team that just
kept losing.
It just kept losing. It was incredible to see him having one of the better teams and going what 4-4-9. You really hated to see that, but I mean, it's in the past now, and he's a champion, so you have to respect that. But yeah, let's move off of Griffin's team. It makes me a little nauseous. Team Carroll. Talk around the league as it's the year of Carroll, and I can get behind that. After the draft, I don't know. He did take Kareem Hunt as his number one running back.
I do like his second running back, which is Alex Collins.
That was a very surprising and solid pick.
I don't know if that one was actually Jonathan that was making that pick or his inside sources that were helping him down at Auburn, but it was a great pick.
It was a great pick, but it was one pick before Royce Freeman, which I was terrified of losing Royce Freeman, and I'm glad I was able to pull that out. So Kareem Hunt, it just destines you to have a terrible season if you have Kareem Hunt on your team.
Let's point out that Jonathan took Steven Gostkowski and Daniel Carlson, so that puts two kickers on his roster.
And as we all know, Steven Gostkowski, voice crack. This episode is brought to you by Puberty. Thank you to our sponsor Puberty for sponsoring this episode. We will not let you down. Steven Gostkowski, I've had him all every year. Someone drafts Steven Gostkowski ahead of me.
Ninth round.
Yeah, ninth round. But if you draft Steven Gostkowski ahead of me, you're destined to have a terrible year. So that being said, I love Jonathan. It's your Carroll, but he gets an F for the draft, which you hate to see, but he has to have it. And now we're going to move to our former Sacco. Longest cold spell and not making the playoffs in the league. Probably in the league history. I don't think anyone's gone 4 years without making the playoffs consecutively.
Let's make it.
Besides Jonathan Carroll, but it's the year of Carroll, so that doesn't even matter, and he made the playoffs last year. Team Anderson, Todd Gurley dropped him at 3, which I think is going to work out very well for Team Anderson. He has Matthew Stafford, which is not a pretty pick, but it works out. He goes under the radar a lot, but he always seems to put up solid numbers. Have to respect Matthew Stafford. Jay Ajayi, not a great year for Ajayi last year, but I think the cards are more in his favor this year to have a solid year. AJ Green, Amari Cooper, who knows what they could do. You have the ginger liability thrown to AJ Green, so you hate to see that, but you'll deal with it as it comes. And then Rob Gronkowski, who will be hurt week 3 this year, out for the rest of the season, which you hate to see, but he took him, what, 3rd round? So, I mean,
wish that upon him.
No, yet. It's not a wish. I don't want him to get hurt. I don't wish injuries upon anyone. But it's just a matter of fact that it's football, baby. Football is an aggressive sport, and Rob Gronkowski is going to get injured week 3 this year. So So that being said,
Scroll down and look at that bench, Matt.
I don't talk about benches.
That's a deep team down there.
So what we're gonna do is give Derek Anderson a grade of B.
Okay.
A good, maybe even a B plus. A good draft for Derek. Traditionally, he blows it on the draft and has to make up for it with trades and waiver wire use and misses the playoffs anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But this looks like a more solid team to me than he normally puts out there onto our lead.
Okay.
So
let's transition into our playoff predictions.
Okay, my player predictions. Believe it or not, I think that the New York Yankees are gonna make it through the wild card round, and they're gonna make a run, and they're gonna win the World Series this year. That's my prediction.
I was thinking about fantasy predictions, but
let's not do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna give my 4 teams real quick that I think are gonna make the playoffs.
Okay, and just we have to give an apology right away to these 4 teams because Derek will in fact jinx you for the rest of the season if you're on the named list right now, and I have a feeling my name is gonna be on this list, so I apologize to the fans. So Derek, go ahead and give your 4 playoff team prediction.
Winning the East will be Matthew Howard, and then winning the West will be Derek Anderson.
Man, you're... and you heard it here first. You heard it here first. Derek Anderson, Sacco this year.
And then the two wild card spots are going to be Caleb Gaelic and Davis Hatmaker.
Wow. A lot of names on that list. You love to see it. We'll see what happens there. Since the draft is over now, who do you think is the biggest sleeper pick from all the teams taken? Like, from every player taken on all the teams, who do you think is the biggest sleeper? And while you're looking for that, let me just give a good luck to everyone this year. Besides Griffin. So, man, we should have prepared better for this. He's looking at Team Hoats right now. Oh, left Team Hoats. Doesn't like Team Hoats. Back on now, he's on Team Brock, the voice of the Tennessee Volunteers. Now he's on Caleb Gaelic's team. Nope, nothing. All right, let me talk about something that's been on my mind. And that is actual college football. College football is coming up this week. It actually started last weekend. My prediction for the college football playoffs this year, I haven't really looked into it any, but you know that Ohio State's destined for a run after everything they've been through this summer. Everything's been against them, and they're gonna make the playoffs. Alabama makes the playoffs. Georgia has a down year, goes 8-4, doesn't make the playoffs. Let's just say the Washington Huskies make the playoffs, and man, who made the playoffs last year? I don't remember. Let's just say Clemson.
Okay, that's who I was.
Let's just say Clemson.
I'm gonna give my four. I'll go with Alabama, Clemson.
Derek just touched my leg with his toe.
It was an accident.
It's kind of gross. Derek's also not sitting on the pillow today, so he looks really exceptionally short.
You know, do you have any faith in Oklahoma?
I have faith in the Cleveland Browns, if that's what you're asking. Cleveland Browns made the playoffs this year, which is going to be just kooky. So who's your sleeper pick? We don't care about college football here. Sleeper pick.
I mean, I don't know if it's a sleeper pick at this point, but I think the best pick of the draft was Royce Freeman by Matt.
Man, you really hate to see all this bad Juju Smith-Schuster falling on me.
I actually liked that pick a lot as well.
The Juju pick.
Juju and Stephon Diggs were great picks by Team Gaelic.
Juju still playing Fortnite?
I think he is.
No, good for him.
Check him out on YouTube, guys.
I can't vouch for that. So I think, do you have anything else to add?
Are we going to talk about matchup of the week for week one?
Matchup of the week. This is not our pick, but we're going to put it out into the rest of the world. Andy Brock does our matchups of the week, and he is giving matchup of the week to Caleb Gaelic versus Andy Brock. Two great programs, two former champions with two great looking teams, probably two of my favorite teams in the draft this year. So it's gonna be big. Current projection is +5 in favor of Andy Brock. So we'll see how that works out. But both pretty high projections, especially for week one.
No, Matt, Andy Brock's favored by 5. It would be +5 for Caleb.
Okay, so it's +5 for Caleb. Andy Brock is favored by 5.
Who are you taking in this matchup?
I'm taking. You hate to say it, but I'm taking Caleb Gaelic. I only say I hate to say it because gotta love Andy Brock. You gotta root for Andy Brock always. But Caleb Gaelic has a solid team.
Key players in this matchup are.
I would say. Two sleeper picks would be Leonard Fournette and Melvin Gordon. I think we're gonna see some solid games out of them. But let's also not sleep on David Johnson. David Johnson might also be pretty good if he stays healthy. So you can't be sure. You can't be sure of anything.
It'll be interesting to see what Caleb does with his flex position because there's a lot of options there.
A lot of options. And you love to see that out of a team. So we'll see. I think we're just gonna have to wait and see. Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Not really.
Prediction for Tennessee, West Virginia this weekend.
I hate to say it, but probably 34 to 27 West Virginia.
Man, you hate to say it. You really hate to say it. We'll see.
It'd be great if the Vols got a win.
It, as a Vols fan, I can agree that I would also enjoy Tennessee winning. That is the in-depth analysis you get here on the Backup Quarterback Show. We support our teams. So I think that's going to wrap up our show. Thank you to all our sponsors. I know it was a little light on the sponsors this week.
It was okay. Nick Saban covered a lot this week.
Yeah, substantial money from Nick Saban, which we appreciate a lot, Nick. Thank you for that. Thank you for Jeremy Pruitt as well. That's going to wrap it up for us. Good luck to all the people in the league, especially good luck to Griffin.
You're going to need it, buddy.
He needs it. But he's shocked us before, so we'll see. So that wraps up our show. Thank you for listening. My name is Matt Howard.
I'm Derek Anderson.
And I'm Matt Howard. Good night.